You are now listening to the Scrolls Podcast.
I'm flowing straight from the Survival Scroll. Cut that dude!
Yeah. New mic, new headphones, new mic stand. Taking this thing real serious right about now, y'all. Real serious. But anyway, it's the Scrolls Podcast. As y'all know, I'm Raymond, and today I wanted to talk about support being a two-way street and groupies versus supporters. This is important, especially right about now, because there are so many people that are creating things, you know, whether it's vlogging, if you make beats, make clothes, whatever you're doing that interests you, whatever dream you have that will require support from others to make it happen. Because, I mean, let's just be honest, none of us can get out here and just do everything on our own. It's like, this is why we have social media. This is why we have friends. This is why we have family, to help push our dream forward and get some stuff done. Now, there's a thin line that can easily be blurred between groupies and supporters if you don't know the difference. Typically, we know most people don't get on the bandwagon until it's already in motion, and we usually brush that off and reason with it by telling ourselves to just focus on the true supporters, which is true, but that doesn't mean we should disable our filter for the groupies. People who donate, people who share, people who acknowledge publicly when you're just getting started are the ones that, you know, that truly want to see you win. The ones that start to come around when the numbers start rolling are either people who catch on later, which is fine, or people who've been watching since you started and didn't believe in you or didn't see it beneficial to them to support you. Or also, this is another dynamic to it. Whatever you start off with may have just been some bullshit and people genuinely just weren't interested. Which is cool too, because everything isn't for everybody. You know, whether it's music, clothing, acting, sports, whatever you got going on, you gotta at least have potential. You know, it's bogus as hell to expect people to support some below average shit just because it's you. Using myself, for example, I can't honestly expect people to tune into my podcast and share it if my content isn't something different than what they're hearing, if the sound quality isn't getting any better, if I'm not getting them involved at either as guests or just valuing people's opinion on what I'm putting out there. I really can't expect too much from them, and I can't expect people to get engaged with it. You know, if you make clothes, you want to have decent material, unique designs. If you do music, you want to have your own sound and look. You know, it should be a fair exchange, once again, because support is a two-way street. Putting the groundwork in is what helps you develop as an artist, creator, or whatever you're doing. Now, granted, there are plenty of people who won't fuck with you or your brand simply because it's you. And that's fucked up, but that's how a lot of shit works. And a lot of times, those are the people that are the ones that are closest to you. You know, the people, and I think that happens because they feel like they know you personally, so there's no urgency to push your brand. You know, they're like, well, I talk to this person every day. I see this person every other day. So they just don't see it, you know, and that's why a lot of times the people that support us most are strangers, you know, people that just came out of left field and don't know you from a can of paint, but they respect what you're doing, they appreciate what you're doing, and, you know, they may have something going on too, so it becomes like a mutual thing. You know, I have that going on with a few people. Like, I support what they do, they support what I do. They didn't grow up with me, they barely, you know, well, they know me because you have conversations with these people, but they don't know me from way back. All they know is what I'm doing now. And it's unfortunate that people that are around you don't see that same value in you until they see outside individuals, you know, strangers, and until they see other people doing it. And then they're like, oh, well, maybe my friend is good at this, or maybe my family member is good at this. And then they get behind it. And I know, you know, we're not supposed to pay attention to that, because you're supposed to only really look at the people that are behind you. But you still have to know which is which, because what end up happening if you don't pay attention to that, people will start, they'll start taking advantage of you and they'll start using you. That's kind of like with my podcast, people that I've supported, people that I've spent money with, you know, I pay attention to little things like if they've ever liked a post, if they ever share something. I pay attention to all that, and I don't think that's petty. I think that's necessary, because especially in social media world, you know, when people share stuff, you never know who's on the other end that might like what your people are doing. You never know whose ear it might catch. You never know whose eye might catch that vlog, So the least you can do is free, man. You think that it costs money the way people are stingy with sharing their own folks' stuff. It costs you absolutely nothing to be supportive. So there's really no excuse other than people have some deep-rooted jealousy sometimes, or they may feel like you're doing something that they wanted to do, and somehow you're holding them back by doing it because you were quicker on the draw than them. It's a handful of reasons why I think people don't do shit, but either way, that's weak shit. And you know, I really just want to put that out there. That is weak shit if you got people around you that are doing something and you're not getting behind it. Like, you know, you can't expect somebody to, every other post is something that you're doing. You know, people got their own pages, people got their own agendas. That's totally different than what I'm talking about. But to show absolutely no support, because especially on social media, everybody sees everything. Like, there's been a paradigm shift to where everybody is buried in their phones damn near 24/7. So don't think for one second that people aren't seeing this type. They aren't seeing what you're doing. They're seeing it. These people are just like, you know, oh well, to hell with them. I don't really care what they got going on. And these are people you fuck with, mind you. These are people that you're cool with that are doing this type of shit. But anyway, let's move on. If you vlog, if you're a vlogger and you start off getting only 4 to 5 views, but got hundreds of friends on social media, common sense will tell you most people just don't give a fuck about it until it catches fire. If you turn around and got 500 views, you know, it'll get to 600 fast, because that first 100 who passed are now curious to what you had going on. You know, it's fake as hell that people operate like that. But at the end of the day, if you enjoy what you're doing, that shouldn't make or break you. You know, I remember getting excited over reaching 50 podcast plays, man. It's like, you should have seen my reaction to it. You know, then fast forward, now I have over 600. That may not sound like a lot, but you know, it sounds silly, but I actually Googled like a room full of 500 people. And when you physically see like, wow, this many people, if they only listen one time, this is how many people have heard me. You know, just to hypothetically see that, I was really surprised. And when you put your energy and thought into something, every single supporter, and I mean every single supporter, is appreciated. And any creator like me will tell you that subconsciously we keep a mental note of people we know for a fact fuck with us and what we got going on. So as the brand grows, you also know damn well who's been around and ain't said shit. Like, you know both sides of it. You know, donating to good causes your people have going on is like a high level of support, because it involves money. And for whatever reason, people get extra tight when it comes to sending that Cash App or that Venmo or writing that check. Not to beat up on people, but a lot of motherfuckers bullshit with zero guilt just because they know you're still on a come up and you can't really flex like that. You know, those are the groupies who will be quick to tell other people, you know, how they know you, and because make it seem like they have some kind of personal connection to you when they haven't made that public before or spoke out, in, you know, on your behalf in support of you before. And that's the reason for that, I think, is because everybody wants to be surrounded by productive people. Everybody wants to be surrounded by productive people, whether it be because they're also productive or they need somebody to leech on. You know, it's both sides of the coin there. Moral of the story is recognize the groupies, recognize the supporters that you have around you, keep working, and when it's your turn, don't feel guilty for not letting those who weren't there drain you or get attention off of your groundwork. You know, I'm not going to make it long and drawn out. This is more a message for the creators, the people that are trying to do something and think outside the box and getting your flow state, like I mentioned before, getting your flow state to where you're focusing on what you're doing. You don't care how other people feel about it. You know what you want to do. You know how you envision stuff happening, and just stick to it. Put that groundwork in. It's been a quick episode of The Scrolls, y'all. I appreciate y'all once again. This has been it's been an interesting journey for me. You know, I'm learning more and more as I do these episodes what I like about things. Usually I don't go back and listen to my previous episodes. I'm starting to do that now because I want to hear what I like about certain things, what I don't like, you know, the background music, you know, how I'm enunciating my voice, everything. I'm taking it all into account. So yeah, man, we're still working. I appreciate y'all once again, and until next time, peace.